Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
When I was born, grandmama could see it.
Back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you as we roll on this game day. It's Game Day Uncensored coming your way at 4 o'clock, but we got 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored coming your way now with the Lexus, which is brought to you by the Lexus TX. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. ESPN has dropped a piece on the Miami Dolphins talking about their culture, which we heard Mike McDaniel short circuit when he had to explain that. Oof.
Look, let's be clear. All the way you do things, how you explain it, whether it's culture, process, and all that. The only reason why anybody cares about that is if you're winning.
Actually,
nobody gives a damn about what your culture is if you 0-2.
Or if it's bad culture, then they care if you lose. And you had no culture.
I mean, but
that's the
why do the teams that win?
Bro, you sitting outside a Cracker Barrel? What's with the rocking chair?
He's why old.
That's literally what I thought about.
No, you think he's old. They all have rocking chairs.
Wow. Okay. Now what?
You are swinging back there, though.
Now I know. If I had questions, now I know. Laugh it up. Laugh it up.
Anyway. Yes.
Back to the culture. Like, can we just stop with that, right? Because you know what? The media is phonies too. Mm-hmm. Okay? They only care about your damn culture if you win. Oh, they got a good culture. They got a cookie. Yeah, because they win it.
Yeah, Leroy.
What do you think? Yeah, I know. But so don't, like, to have to answer questions about your culture when you losing.
Yeah, because then
who cares?
Wouldn't that go against it though? Like, if you are asking, if the right. media is asking questions when they're losing, isn't that go against
just another way to ask? Another way of asking why you stink.
Yeah, maybe.
And if you out there preaching about the culture, you have your well, ass is, be winning.
That is what we got. I mean, we got a lot of that this offseason, that the culture changed, and that I guess is what ESPN's pieces is talking about, how the culture. Got
you know
all,
why? You know why you can say stuff like that? Because you ain't playing.
Clearly,
football.
You do. Because I can't get to this damn article.
Go ahead.
No, it's fine.
No, go ahead. Man,
rock away.
I just don't want to get. See. You say you want to get to the article, but then you make jokey jokes.
No, I didn't make jokey jokes, dude. Your just chair is squeaking. Need some WD-40.
Listen, I'm so happy to have my computer.
I know you are, because you can lean back again.
The microphone, where is it pointing at?
It's like, I'm so happy.
That way?
Yeah, because I can't get it to, if I do it this way, I got to scoot over.
Good.
How's that? Is that better?
Rock the boat.
See, mine isn't too bad. I can't.
I'm sorry. I don't have a gamer chair. I just got a regular chair.
It looks like a gamer chair, though, but for some reason...
I thought you did have one, yeah.
It's squeaking like crazy.
I mean, Fonz did... Sneaky bastard. He did take the good chair and leave me with his old chair.
Yeah, damage is done. What are you going to do? Go to California and get it?
Yeah.
Man.
Can you get to the article? Get to the damn article.
Sure, sure. Sorry, sorry. I was going to get to it. You just didn't want to.
I mean, I was just like, we sit here and listen to articles like we know what's up.
But in their final team, this is from ESPN's Marcel-Louis Jacques. In their final team meeting in 2024, shortly after the season-ending loss to the Jets, McDaniel issued a challenge to his players.
Ooh.
According to multiple players and team staff, the Dolphins coach stressed the importance of player-driven accountability and said anyone who wasn't on board could say so, and the team would either trade or release them. Players repackaged his message to local media later that day during locker cleanout. And then it said multiple sources in and around the team said tardiness was an issue throughout last season. McDaniel told reporters at the end of news conference that finding players didn't particularly move the needle and said bringing it up as a team, continuing to find guys wasn't enough. One current Dolphins player said he believes some captains in the past took advantage of the role. Jalen Ramsey and wide receiver Tyreek Hill, who were two of the A players voted captains in 2024, were among the repeat offenders who received numerous fines throughout the season. Shocking. We didn't know that one. Players were often late to practices and meetings, with multiple team sources suggesting they reflected the lack of respect for Mike McDaniel, who was hesitant to publicly admonish those players outside of posting fines. However, one former Dolphin player who played for McDaniel in Miami said that the behavior wasn't exclusive to 2024 and the issues only arose when the team stopped winning games.
There you go. There you go.
Quote, everyone was fine with cutting meetings, cutting practice when they're winning. But once you're losing, it's like, now you can't get mad about it. We're just enjoying it when you were just enjoying it when we were winning.
So, see, culture.
For Leroy.
Culture is set when things are going well. You can't say we need culture when you start losing. By then, it's too late.
Damage is done.
Because when you have accountability and you have culture and you have culture, when things start going bad, then that allows you to hold each other accountable. That that enables you to go in and demand more work and corrections and stuff like that. I'm more than sure when you don't have that and you have guys who are on their own schedule, here's how a conversation would go. Right. So and so, you need to do this, this, and this, and this. Well, I need to do this, but so and so wasn't here. Right. Don't call me out like that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I've been in locker rooms like that. I've been in locker rooms like that. And coincidentally, it came when we were 3-13.
Mm. When asked last week, Tyreek Hill told ESPN that he doesn't believe he received preferential treatment and insisted on his high caliber work ethic, but didn't deny missing meetings or arriving late to meetings and practice. Hill told ESPN he has not missed any meetings this season, dating back to the off season. He has been on time for quote everything.
Great. You're doing your job. Great. Great. Well, you know what that reminds me of, Vlad?
Well, you want a cookie?
Chris Rock. I take care of my kids.
Well, you want a cookie?
Yeah.
That was the answer. What do you want, a cookie? Like, yeah.
Stop being a professional.
Jalen Ramsey's behavior, meanwhile, became a drain on team morale, according to multiple sources, including current and former players who said his actions varied from being late to team activities to outright leaving practice. Awesome.
Well, but he, and let me tell you something. Jalen Ramsey's a great player. But he can't be the one speaking on behalf of the team. You understand what I'm saying? That's part of the culture problem, if you want to call it that. The guys who are speaking on behalf of the team and all the work that they putting in should not be speaking on behalf of the team because they ain't putting all the work in. And that's why I said captains aren't always your leaders. Everybody know when they go in that locker room who the leaders are.
Mm-hmm.
Who the guys that going to pull you aside and call you out and tell you, hey, man, this is not, we can't have this. So you need somebody like Calais Campbell in your building. Because, hey, Calais Campbell could go to Tyreek
mm-hmm.
and say, this is not acceptable. And so, thank you, Smeathan. I appreciate that. Washington
point for US. Twitcher.
My culture is not living anymore.
Is that a bird?
She killed me.
Yeah, Washington's a bird.
Washington.
That had a timely death at the hands of...
Untimely or timely?
Untimely.
Okay.
Conveniently timed.
Yeah. Don't you give me the Dikembe Mutombo.
Don't put that on me. Don't put that on me, okay?
So, like, one of the reasons why I always, like, laugh at these articles is because everybody seems so forthcoming and honest about situations. Well, I'm not doing a damn thing to improve it. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, they got rid of Jalen Ramsey. Maybe it was Jalen Ramsey didn't want to stop doing what he was doing. Maybe it was, we don't know. But that can't be a guy that your young guys are looking at thinking, ooh, when I start balling, I'm going to do that too.
But Calais left also.
Calais, they didn't want to pay him. It wasn't a matter of leaving. It's still a business.
Still winning games.
Still winning two games. Sacks with two like sacks. 50 years old.
Monster. Yeah, two sacks. You know what you can't coach? Monster.
Yep.
Like giant. You can't still, coach giant.
He's still hungry.
We're still hungry.
Take it's a break. Get you caught up with your headline back after this.
It's a giant.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.